So, Mike, while our guest puts 10 minutes on the clock, I wanted to announce our new discount for PDC.
New?
New.
It's a $300 discount.
Wow.
So you can still save some money and go to PDC.
So you didn't make the $500 discount? You can still catch the $300.
You don't have to feel that bad about it. You can still tell your boss you can save $300.
That's awesome.
Go sign up today.
That's good. A couple other things. I noticed the Birds of a Feather submissions are completely open. So go submit Birds of a Feather sessions, which is a good thing. And then the Hard Hat Challenge, which we threw out last week.
Nobody has
solved
it.
No one has solved it yet. So Adam put together a pretty tough challenge. And no one has solved it yet.
They're asking a clue?
Well, they're asking for hints in the forum.
Want to give a little one?
A little clue without giving away too much.
Come on.
So I kind of stated in the intro to the puzzle the clues, but if I said the word logo, I'm just going to say logo.
Okay.
And I'm going to leave it at that. If you think about that word, relate it to the puzzle a little bit, maybe listen to what I said when I introduced it.
Okay.
Even though it might not have seemed significant.
You mean like slogan? Like logo?
I'm not going to clarify anymore. I don't want to clarify anymore. I'm just going to say that's
good
the
luck,
clue.
People.
And I don't want to make it too easy for folks. You know, they got to think a little bit.
That's right.
I'm not going to touch a table, by the way.
Okay.
but I'm allowed to, yeah.
You are completely allowed to,
as the guest. You're
Okay, thank you.
So today we have Volker Will.
Yeah.
And he is one of our track owners, because we're having all the track owners on our show. And you own the Servers track.
That is correct, yeah.
What are servers doing at a professional developers conference?
What are servers doing at the professional developers conference?
Isn't it all IT professionals?
Not at all.
they are
deeply involved, and I tried to sneak in a session for IT professionals at PDC. I was not too successful. I'll try again, I promise.
Your head slapped?
I try again. But there's a lot of stuff for developers on the server platform, definitely. And if you think about servers in general, it's not only Windows Server 2008 R2 that we'll be talking about. There is BizTalk. There is SQL Server. Mm-hmm. There is IIS on the Windows Server platform and many other areas, especially the platform. If you think about the platform itself, it starts with products like, let's say, Home Server, and it goes up to data centers. So there's a lot of ground to cover for us at PDC.
Very cool. So let's talk about Windows, the big one, first. Mm. Because everyone knows that the general availability of Azure is going to launch at PDC, but you're having a launch as well.
Yeah, we have general availability in around the same time frame. And people will get their hands, hopefully not for the first time, but would get their hands on the final bits. Mm-hmm. They can start installing, start deploying, where the IT pros will definitely help. But if people have started developing, now they can try and test their stuff on the real bits. So now the really interesting time begins.
Cool.
So we'll have sessions, I'm imagining, to cover a lot of the technologies you just talked about.
Yeah.
Some of them are published now, I'm guessing. More to come?
Yeah, we have a few sessions published already. We're working on more sessions for the developers for PDC around Server 2008 R2, in particular, some really geeky technical sessions
like
support for larger than 64-bit procs on a system, non-uniform memory access. Those are the areas that real developers, well, server developers really care about. Brings up the question, what is a server developer?
Yeah, what is a server developer? I'm kind of curious.
I should have said that. A server developer is a developer.
Okay.
Cares deeply about developing applications that can be installed and run in an enterprise environment, for example. So that might be one definition. There's way more definitions. Mm-hmm. Let's leave it at one.
Is this someone who would write an application, like an intranet? I mean, the old days when I did consulting and a lot of intranets were being built that were running on servers in a back room somewhere. They're running on IIS. It's those kinds of...
Those kinds of applications could be considered as being part of a skill set that a server developer needs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of the back end. I know there's a lot of talk about back end developers.
Back end stuff,
and that tends to be more server.
But
focused.
Beyond the platform, I mean, we have, like, beyond the operating system platform, we have some really cool sessions at PDC around SQL Server. Mm-hmm. I mentioned BizTalk already, so there will be a futures session where we cover the broad outlook for BizTalk Server in particular. Mm-hmm. A few sessions I mentioned that I can talk about yet. Ooh. They are really, really excited. So you want to check out for the Windows Server tag and see what's coming there.
Ooh. Okay, PT. Dropping some hints.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Keeping it fun. So I know, you know, sessions aren't the end of it.
No.
We have hands-on labs, for example. Yeah. I know we're kind of planning those right now. Yeah. So I'm guessing hands-on labs will be available for some of the server technologies.
Oh, yeah. We have some really exciting hands-on labs coming for PDC. Some around IIS, again, supporting the message that we want to give around IIS and the extensibility of Internet Information Server, mm-hmm. The scalability of the platform, the scalability of the platform in general, if you look at hands-on labs for server. I don't know if you will make it to provide a hands-on lab where you can play with larger than 64-bit processor systems. Mm-hmm. We'll try, but I doubt they will be able to pull that off. We have other hands-on labs around other technologies that are covered in the server track, deep technical hands-on labs where people really can experience the stuff and how it's implemented, how they can take advantage of it. Hands-on labs is one area. Mm-hmm. The other area is we have a few very, very interesting lunch sessions that we mm-hmm. have scheduled beyond the breakout sessions,
right.
Some around SQL Server, some around IIS. So there's some really exciting stuff coming for the lunch sessions.
Yep. Who are some of your speakers that you're really excited about that will be in your track?
So we were able to secure some really senior speakers from the dev teams mm-hmm. for the Windows Server mm-hmm. platform mm-hmm. sessions. Mm-hmm. Some of the names have been published, some aren't, because we are finalizing mm-hmm. the list of speakers. We aim for getting the most appropriate, the most mm-hmm. knowledgeable speaker mm-hmm. for the sessions in any session, mm-hmm. not just the server session. And
if anyone knows the underpinnings of how the thing's built and how it runs, these are the kinds of speakers
that
we're going to have. Now, you also mentioned lunch sessions, which we haven't really talked about much. Lunch sessions are something we've had at PDC. We actually heard a lot of feedback last year. That
more flexibility.
Give me more time mm-hmm. around lunch, yeah. allow me to get my lunch and eat my lunch and make it to the session. And this time we've hopefully made that work.
Yeah, these are shorter sessions. Yep. They're compressed. Mm-hmm. You can grab a boxed lunch right by the room, mm-hmm. go in, eat it, and then get... I mean, basically, you can go to PDC and be nonstop in sessions.
Yeah.
If you want.
Yeah. I saw a lot of excitement around the lunch sessions within the different product groups. Mm-hmm. They were really excited about not just presenting a bunch of slides and giving a bunch of demos. Mm-hmm. They were looking for this interaction mm-hmm. in a lunch session where you have more, like, less slides, just a few slides, yep. mm-hmm. more conversation, more That's one-to-one, right. more face-to-face interaction. Yep. And so the product groups, at least, are really excited about
That's
this.
That's good. Anytime we can get out of slides and into demos or into more conversation or even whiteboarding is always a great thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
So what's the hard thing about being a track owner in the...
You can't just steal Drew's answer from last week.
Okay, so I have to come up with something really unique.
No, it's the same.
What I like about being a track owner is the fact that I have to work with so many different product groups within Microsoft.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. some of the folks, and even though I'm the server track owner, I don't know every product in every detail that mm-hmm. I support in the server track. So I have to meet with folks that really have deep technical knowledge, like I mentioned, and learn with every conversation I have. I learn something new. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. my favorite is talking to these people and working with them on translating what they want to cover in a session, in a breakout, in a lunch session, at a hands-on lab, working with them on building a session abstract, building a session title, so that attendees get a real idea of what's coming, for what's in it for them, and then they can make really educated decisions about the sessions. So,
and all these people are excited about being at PDC, aren't they? All these product groups, they really want to be at this conference.
Oh, you bet. Yeah.
What is that about? Why?
They see this as one of the few opportunities to really get in front of people, because they are the deaf folks, so they do usually sit in their caves and do their work and are not really exposed to the outside world other than getting feedback from us, from the Developer and Platform Evangelism Organization as such. But also now they have the chance to be out there and talk to their potential customers or target audience and get feedback, get immediate feedback, and see, hopefully earn something and also get some credit and show the importance of their work and, be rewarded by people, attending their sessions.
That's what I mean. We don't really talk much about that. We almost always talk about what the attendees, what you guys ask us for and how we deliver that. But we as a company get a lot of benefits out of it. And to your point there, Volker, in the lounge areas, for example, Unlike other conferences where maybe the speakers kind of hide away, speakers tend to want to go into the lounge area where all of our attendees are, which just creates a great interaction. And not only as an attendee can you get your questions answered, but we get feedback that actually will drive, you know, product features, what we're thinking about, maybe we learned something we didn't know. And it's just great to hear that they can emerge from their caves.
And you have to make a lot of priority decisions, right? Because everybody wants to be part of this. It's actually a cool conference. People really love the PDC. So you have to make some decisions, right, about what's most important for our customers.
Yeah, and I try to sell the breakout sessions to people so they understand that this is the most valued.